Good day, beautiful people. I am back. So today I am titling this message, Your Faith. I am in the good book of Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And now I'm going to take us to the good book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 1. And I think I'm going to read 2 also. So I'm going to read verse 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. You know, when I was reading these scriptures, it talked about faith. That's why I titled this message, Your Faith. Think about it. If you have a job, well, let's say many of us who are working, we had moments, we've all been there, where the job that we have, when we first started working, we're expecting to receive a paycheck, right? So some of us get a paper check, some of us get direct deposit, but guess what? We trust in this employer to pay us for the hours and the days that we worked on a specific, on a particular day. And when we get paid, some of us, we have, you know, when we cash our check, we might put it into our bank account, or those who have direct deposit, it'll go directly into their account, and they use what we call the debit card. So with this debit card, some people can swipe, use a little chip, and then they got this new device now where you can just literally just tap it. The point I'm making is we put our faith and we put our trust into other things and other people before they even happen. Especially we got this job and we expect them for them to pay us. We have no doubt that we're not going to get paid. I want you to think about your relationship with God and how it works like that. Just like that, we celebrate different things when it comes to, ooh, I got paid today, you know, because you were expecting that. I want you to think about your faith and your relationship with God. You want to know how faith works? Let me tell you, faith is the confidence that when God says something, it's just as reliable as him doing something. Just like that example I gave you about your employer when you first start working, or even those who are just working now, you know and you expect it in your heart that you're going to get paid. You know, faith is when God says you are forgiven and you actually believe him while not continuing to live in shame. Faith is when you know that God has the power to heal, so you have the audacity to ask him to do it for you because you're going to pray and trust him. You know, I just want to use different examples to let you know, just like your paycheck, you expect to get paid. Well, guess what? Faith talks to God. When you trust and you believe and you praying, you know, believing that he really hears you. You know, not just your pastor praying for you, or your spiritually fed, strong friend in faith who's praying for you. You open up your mouth, praying, trust and believe it. You know, it's when God says, I will never leave you. So you start living like you're not alone. You know, faith is trusting that God has no limits in the ways that he can deposit life into you, just like that deposit going to your checking account. Same thing with your faith. You know, it's believing that God can transfer courage to you when you're discouraged, and comfort when you're hurting. God writes checks too, in other words. They're called promises, and you can deposit them into your life and believe God will perform his word as he said he would. And faith is the ability to believe God's word even before seeing God's hands at work. I want you to think about that. You know, I was just sitting here thinking, and I was looking at my checkbook, and I'm thinking like, you know, when we trust our employers to do something, we should be doing the same thing with God. It's the same thing. You put your faith in this employer to pay you, put your faith in God and knowing that he'll be able to do these things for you. You know, so this is my challenge for you today. I want you to identify an area where it has been difficult to see God at work in your life. I want you to identify an area, and then after that, I want you to take a moment to recall times in your life where you recognize God's faithfulness. And this is something I think we all should look at, because I had a blessing. I still have not told anybody. I'm just keeping that to myself. I had to do my little Holy Ghost dance because I said, oh my God, won't he do it? And I'm just marinating and I'm just thinking like, oh my God, I know that was a miracle because only God can do that. But anyway, that's all I have for you guys. I want to thank you for listening. And as always, before I close, do not forget to pray. And until we meet again on the air, take care. God bless you and your beautiful families. Bye-bye.